From North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Norgrove with your headlines for Friday, August 16th. CAL FIRE is now repairing the damage in Chico's Upper Bidwell Park, where the park fire began. The heavy equipment used to cut fire control lines in the initial stages of a fire exposes bare earth and leaves berms of soil and debris. CAL FIRE is now working to repair that damage and return the ground to as close to its natural state as possible. Rick Carhart says it could take a while.
It'll probably be a few weeks that we are still out there, that people will see equipment still moving up and down the roads and working on that stuff. We'll be there until we're satisfied that we've done as good of a job as we can.
He says fire damage in the park was extensive.
The area right at the origin of the fire burned very hot. It pretty much, you know, made the whole hillside black and everything's dead on it.
A city official told NSPR they hope to reopen parts of the park as early as this weekend. And progress on the park fire continues. The fire is now 47% contained. CAL FIRE reports that crews have seen good overnight humidities. The agency reports that crews are continuing to work on suppression repair, mitigating smoldering materials, and removing hazards, as well as responding to public service calls. On the northern part of the fire, firefighters are working to keep the fire within the perimeter of the control lines. The weather this weekend is expected to remain helpful to containment. The fire remains nearly 430,000 acres. And a local assistance center opened yesterday in Red Bluff to help Tehama County residents who've been impacted by the park fire. Andy Hoteby, lieutenant with the Tehama County Sheriff's Office, says the center is a one-stop shop for everyone affected by the fire. It includes representatives from federal, state, and county agencies, as well as nonprofit organizations.
We've got our VOAD, our volunteer organizations active in disaster here, which are a lot of nationwide and local organizations that are able to do more than what the government can do. They are like Red Cross and Salvation Army are all groups that are involved in this local assistance center.
Hoteby says those coming into the center have a range of needs, including dealing with smoke damage to being evacuated.
Others have lost everything, so they can get everything from bedding and equipment to reset themselves up at home. They can get gift cards, items like that to help sustain them over the next few days for food and items like that.
The center is located at the Red Bluff Community Center. It will be open through Saturday from 9 in the morning until 5 in the afternoon. The other assistance center for Butte County residents in Chico closed yesterday. You can find a list of resources at mynspr.org. And the Del Oro Animal Shelter, set up during the park fire, closed last week. Dogs that were not picked up or that were found during the fire are now at the Butte Humane Society and Northwest SPCA. The shelter said on Facebook that owners had 7 days to pick animals up before they adopt them out. For most dogs, that 7 days will be up today. The North Valley Animal Disaster Group, which ran the temporary shelter, said that most animals taken to the shelter were picked up, but there are still many dogs that were found by officials in or near the burn scar. Those still missing pets can look for them at the Butte Humane Society or Northwest SPCA. And in other news, a program helping unhoused residents recover from surgeries and other medical conditions is expanding in Redding. Shasta Community Health Center's Medical Respite Program provides lodging for those recovering from medical emergencies and treatments, according to reporting from the Redding Record Searchlight. Unhoused residents are referred from hospitals, outreach teams, and health programs, and are placed in hotels or the program's home building, the Hartman House. The news outlet reports the Hartman House will now serve up to 15 individuals. 5 additional people could also be housed in hotels. The program is low barrier and allows residents to stay with partners and keep any belongings or animals with them. Residents are now able to stay up to 90 days, up from 29 after the program received funding from the state program CalAIM. The news outlet reports residents are able to receive treatments in the program like pre- and postnatal care, wound care, medication administration, and substance withdrawal. Organizers hope to continue expanding and offer over 30 beds within the next year and another private facility with additional private rooms. And finally, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention declared a global health emergency this week due to the rapid spread of Mpox, formerly called monkeypox, in over a dozen African nations. The general risk to the United States and California specifically is very low, according to the CDC. No cases linked to the current outbreak have been reported in the United States or Canada. According to reporting from Reuters, Sweden reported the first case of the disease seen outside Africa yesterday. And those are your headlines for Friday, August 16th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Ava Nora Grove.